What is up, guys? My name is Sean Flack 2.0 coming at you live and direct from the studio. We got the Dad's Life Podcast here, episode number 9. We're going to do a little light topics today, but let's get everybody introduced. Let me introduce our special guest here first. You know, we got Chiron 79. He's catty-cornered to me over in this direction. I want to say thank you for Chiron for coming in and filling that gap. If you guys don't know who Chiron 79 is, you can actually head over to ShadowPackWest.com. Check him out there. He is a Shadow Pack West member. He's been a member since the inception, and he's also been a member from Shadow Pack Gaming. We want to say welcome and saying thank you for coming out and hanging out with us this evening, Chiron.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Above me, I got Mr. Crinley. Mr. Crinley, welcome back to the show, sir.
What's up?
And I got Sensei John. He's this way. If you're on YouTube, he's that way. Sensei?
Hey, Crindo. Chiron. What it do?
We got a good show for you guys. Again, want to say first and foremost, want to say thank you to the patrons. We just did our behind the scenes episode for episode number 9. That'll be out to you guys. Want to say thank you. Shout out to all of our patrons out there. If you guys are interested in getting a little extra content out of us, go ahead and head over to ShadowPackWest.com. We have a link right there on top of the page to our patron page. You can start your patronage as little as $1 a month. And again, get a little bit of extra. Every little bit helps. Everything goes right back into the podcast. So want to say thank you and thank you for your support. And yeah, before we get started, does any guys want to get any shout outs out or anything like that before we get started?
Well, you first of all, I got to get a shout out to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. Tomorrow, we celebrate Easter. You know, all you people out there that believe in God and believe in Jesus, shout out to y'all. You know, fight the good fight, stay on that narrow road, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay. Crinley. I'm like, brain fart.
Whoa.
Crinley, got anything you want to shout out before we get started?
Shout out to old Njord, God's mother.
Oh, yeah.
Going through the surgery. Trooper, you know.
All right. But just so the listeners know from the last one, if you listened to the last episode, Njord, God's mom, was diagnosed with cancer. She went under the knife. We are happy to announce that the surgery went well. And she should, by the time this comes out, she should be home resting on her road to recovery. So, you know, prayers, positive vibes, positive mana, you know, positive universal energies, whatever you believe in, to Mama Njord and the Njord family. So there you go. Thank you, Crinley.
Amen.
And Chiron?
This is going to sound real corny, but Pink Squirrel, my wife. I would like to shout out my wife. I can say that now.
Yay!
So, like, I've started this new adventure of photography, and it's an old new adventure. I've been doing photography for 10+ years, but this is, I'm putting myself out there and coming out of my comfort zone and trying to really go for it, and she's been, like, 100% supportive of it, which you need, right? I mean, they say when you're going forward, it's about the people you surround yourself with, and she's like, no, get up and go take pictures, get up and go do that, like, don't lock yourself back in that box, stay out of the box and move forward. So without that, it's sometimes it's like, I think you destroy yourself, and you need that person to go, nope, you're all right, just keep going forward, you'll get there, and it's working. So shout out Pink Squirrel, she's awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Pink Squirrel.
Pink Squirrel is also a member of Shadow Pack West. And as long as I've known both of these individuals, they just recently got married. So congratulations on your recent nuptials. The great thing about that is actually Mr. Crinley, he was actually able to attend the event, which is awesome because One of the things I love about content creating is the relationships you build online, and to be finally able to like go meet your online buddy and hang out with them in real life. Like, I mean, that's one of the coolest things to be able to do. So congratulations on that, Chiron.
That's dope. That's dope. Hey, I got a story behind
that. What we can do, Sean, for the Patreons. So listen up, come on and join. It's not that much. But I'll shoot Sean over some pictures of the wedding, so you guys on Patreon, you can see me and good old Crinley there, all dressed up at the wedding. So you guys, hope you'll enjoy that.
Okay, no, and that's a very appreciative. We'll get that set up for you guys as soon as possible. But I will on to say also that when Crinley talks about coming out of his, or sorry, as Chiron talks about coming out of his comfort zone, they went ahead and started correct me if I'm wrong, but it's called the Haney Family Photography. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So the Haney Family Photography, I'm going to shout them out, throw them out there. If you're in the Phoenix area, is that about the travel area, Chiron?
Yeah, I mean, Arizona. If you're in Arizona, I can pretty much make it to you.
Okay. So if you're in the Arizona area and you're looking for a local photographer, again, one that has a lot of experience, I've seen his work. His stuff is great. He does have a website, the Haney Family Photo Photography.com. I'll make sure the link is in the description below. Go ahead and check him out. Like I said, you know, we all have day jobs. And for someone that is going to, has a partner that pushes him to come out of his shell to, you know, put together a website and push him to pursue his photography, his dreams. That's what this is about. That's what this is about. And so you say it's corny to shout her out, man. I'm going to tell you, man, shout out to Pink. Shout out to Pink.
Shout out to the Pink.
Yeah.
Hey, for those that believe in the Bible say when you find a wife, you find a good thing. You know what I mean? So that's good. That's par for the course right there.
Right. So like I said, go ahead and make sure we get all that contact information in the description below, so you guys can go ahead and check them out. And again, Chiron. You guys got K's. It's tearing me up. Thank you again for joining us this week. Okay, so let's get into our topics. And actually, Sensei just reminded me of what our main topics is going to be. So what we're going to talk about today, a couple of current events. We're going to be talking about Easter is coming. And do you celebrate it? And if you do, what do you do? Or if you don't, what do you do? We have that. We're going to talk about some things that bring us joy. We're going to talk about if we want to travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? And that's all. That'll be what we got for today's episode. So before we do that, Crinley, what do we got to do?
We got to do what is in your cup.
What is in your cup?
Your cup.
All right. So I guess I'll go ahead and start out.
Okay. You know what? I just forgot. I got horns over here. Hold on.
Come on.
Okay.
So
let's go.
Okay.
I have
Crin.
Like last week, I had a different version, same brand, but this week it is a different Voodoo Ranger. But oh,
ooh, there we go.
Juice Force IPA. It's a different kind of juicy. It's not. Last week was fruit punch. This is just more like, I don't know, just like regular fruit, I guess. It's not fruit punchy. It's just fruit. Fruity.
Okay.
IPA though.
Go ahead and take a cheers to you, Mr. Grinley.
Yeah, cheers to you. Cheers to you. Chiron, your special guest Chiron. What's in your cup this evening, sir?
All right, we're drinking Bang, and we're doing, it's called Delicious Strawberry Kiss. Like, I don't remember, you guys remember those whipped candies, and it was white, and this one was strawberry. They were like cream. They were cream candies. They had strawberry, and then they had like an orange one.
Oh, I remember those.
Strawberry, yeah. One.
Okay. And
I like the Bangs because they're zero calories. I don't know how much other bad crap's in there, but at least I got my zero calories out of it.
There you go.
But yeah, that's shout out to Bang. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Like 2.0.
Obviously, I got to go next, right? Okay, so when I started this off, You know what I'm saying? I talked to Sensei John about what was in my cup. I was going to bring something special to him. But I've done that. You should check out some episodes, especially about that thizzness I brought him a couple episodes back. We did talk about Tiki Time. So that's what I brought today is Tiki Time. It is a tropical wheat, passion fruit, orange, guava. It's very delicious. It's definitely not zero calorie. Are they required to tell you how many calories are in an alcoholic beverage?
It's probably on the box.
Okay, well, that's what I'm
doing. The fine print that's like that small.
This one's sideways. Well.
Oh, this thing is delicious. I forgot how good this is.
Tiki Time.
Cali Craft Brewing Company. That's what I'm rocking. And it's delicious. Wow. You guys know if I'm drinking alcohol, I'm not going to work the next day, so.
That's all real.
Okay. Right. So, right. So, Sensei. Here we go.
So, this is what I'm mixing it with today. I got to give y'all the mixer. That's what I'm mixing it with today. You know what I mean? A little strawberry lemonade calypso.
I noticed it was a different color.
Yeah, but this is what's in my cup. Okay, you got to go to episode 1, 2, or 3. You can find out what's in my cup. Leave a comment and subscribe to the channel while you're doing it. And what do they get, Sean?
If you could successfully guess or, you know, figure out, listen to episode prior and figure out and answer what is in this cup. We're going to give you a shout out here on the next episode in our next recording. We're going to go to give you that victory, that Final Fantasy victory. We're going to give you the horns. All right. And we're going to shout you out on our next episode. So here's the thing.
That's what's in my cup.
We're talking about wives here real quick. I was just talking to my wife about something. And she was like, you know what? I'm going to have to kill that. I'm going to go on there and comment.
I'm just saying, no. Somebody got to comment. But look, when you figure out what's in my cup, you don't only have to go to YouTube. You can go to Spotify.
No.
Where else, Sean? They can go to Apple, yeah. iPod.
Right.
They can go to
Amazon.
Oh, man. That's a spoiler alert. That wasn't supposed to be announced until next week.
Oh, well.
Well, this thing's supposed to come out. Well, I thought we were switching to Thursdays anyway.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay. All right.
But those are the two new spots. I mean, that's the one new spot, but you also can go to the iHeartRadio app and listen to the Dad's Life podcast straight from there. So you can go to episode 1, 2, or 3 and guess what's in Sensei's cup. Sean, can they comment on those apps too?
They cannot, unfortunately. On those apps, okay. They cannot. They can on Spotify, but not on the other apps.
Okay, but you can listen to those apps, come over to Spotify, come over to YouTube. Hell, you can even find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok and comment and say, hey, we know what's in Sensei's cup.
You're right. You're right.
And all those descriptions will be left down below.
You know what? I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna have to cut this. I like the way you did that. That's an awesome transition. That was not planned, by the way.
I was feeling myself.
Okay. Great job. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's kind of hit it. We know what's in our cup. You know, we got our gratitudes out there. So let's hit it. You want to hit us with the big business first, Sensei? You want to talk about the no ditty?
The no ditty.
Okay. So the diddly.
We've replaced pause. You know, we always say pause. Now is no ditty. Now we crack jokes and, you know, do our thing. But as black man, you know, I don't want to see another black man go down. You know, so he's innocent until proven guilty. It's for the sex trafficking, for whatever he got going on. I'm sure you guys heard it in the news.
And if they haven't, give him a quick overview.
Well, there's been his house got raided, two houses. I don't know if it was the third one. I didn't see the third one, but he has three houses, two in Los Angeles and one in Miami. The one in Miami and one in Los Angeles on the news It made it this past week. They both got raided. His kids, his sons, were in the Miami house, so they both got drug out and put in handcuffs and detained. Supposedly, one of his sons is... So what they went in there to try to get was basically any URLs. They get those off the web. Any USBs, computers, phones, any old phones, to find any evidence that will corroborate probably what somebody, some snitch, had told them about what's going on. And this all started, and people want to say it started with Cassie, his ex-girlfriend, but I want to say it started with the dude, Keefe D, who was coming out on Vlad TV. Shout out to Vlad TV with Keefe D. He was talking about a bunch of Diddy shit way before. And this dude, Keefe D, happened to be supposedly in the car with his nephew, the dude that shot Pac. So all shit started with that. Yeah. It'd go deep. So... Keefe D was in the car. Supposedly, he didn't want to pull the trigger, so he handed the gun off to his nephew. Boom, boom, boom. His nephew was the one that... So all these motherfuckers are dead, though. You know what I mean? The driver, the back seat, which is his nephew on the left, and the one on the right, they all dead. He the only surviving member of whoever killed Pac. And if y'all don't know who that is, that's Tupac Shakur. But Keefe D was on Vlad TV. He had got immunity from the police, right? And I'm gonna make this real quick. But when he went on Vlad, it kind of opened up case more so because he wasn't supposed to speak about it with anybody else. So he started speaking on Vlad because, you know, shit, when you do some dirt, you know, everything come out to light. I'm a big believer in that. So I believe it started with all that. And then here come Cassie, his ex-girlfriend. And now he's got a plethora of lawsuits. All these lawsuits were civil first, right? Now he's got a bunch of underage. There was an underage girl that came out, said Didi was fucking around with her when she was 17. You know what I mean? It was another dude. And so we already know the other shit, you know, with the dudes that nobody's been able to prove. But, you know, we got guys coming out talking about, yeah, I was, you know, mishandled or molested or whatever, you know, forced into doing some shit that they didn't want to do. Or did he? And so, yeah, the no Diddy is like the, you know, the pause of what we used to say instead of saying some like crazy shit, you know what I mean? Or when we say some heterosexual shit and we'd be like, no Diddy. Or pause. Now it's no Diddy because, you know, he with that other shit. You know what I mean? And all these people that is gay, hey, we ain't got no problem with you. But if you gay, it's fine. You know what I mean? I don't mind gay people. I don't mind trans people. It's all good. You know what I mean? But when you try to hide what you are, you know what I mean? Then it's no Diddy.
Okay. All right. No Diddy. Diddy's in the news, guys. And, you know, like you said, there, you know, when it comes to celebrities, they're always open to the court of public opinion. And a lot of times when the court of public opinion makes their stance or whatever it is, it's generally misinformed and they don't have all the information. So a lot of rumors and things like that. So just kind of going back to the very beginning of what Sensei said, you know, innocent until proven guilty. But you know, the act, you know, your actions, you know, if you're handling something a certain way and it looked kind of funny, yeah, you know, so, yeah, I mean, that's all I got on that. Moving on.
Ain't nobody gonna say that, man. Okay. Yeah, Chiron got something to say.
Okay, my bad, Chiron.
It's the same old crap over and over again. Like, if it's not Diddy, it's gonna be someone else in the next couple. They're just bouncing from people to people, and it's like, they're just bringing out all this old stuff. Now, I'm not saying there's not people that have probably been hurt in the industry. There's probably been plenty of people that have been hurt. But you got a lot of these people that are, like, jumping on the I'm going to take a lot of Diddy's money situation, right? Like, when they were 17, they didn't have no problem messing around with Diddy doing what they were doing, and they knew then whatever they were doing was wrong. It wasn't like he forced them into some sex dungeon type thing, right? I mean, ooh, it's Diddy. They were fans, and they had an opportunity to be with Diddy, and, well, they did the Diddy. And now they're coming out, and they're like, not only did I get my cake, but now I'm going to take all the baker's money too, right? I don't know. It's hard to, there's so much of it going out that you can't tell who's really the victim anymore and who is just trying to use the victim card to get some quick cash.
Yeah.
I feel you, dog. Hey, yeah. I'm with you. I'm with you.
Right.
They did it to the, who was it that they recently did it to? Ooh, I'm drawing a blank.
We got Weinstein. Was it Weinstein?
Epstein?
Epstein's like the which one is that? Committed suicide?
He had the islands.
Yes, you know, yeah, Weinstein was the Me Too movement. Now, like, all these women came out in Hollywood.
Right. Oh, they did it to Bill. Bill Cosby.
Yep.
They've been doing it to Michael Jackson for years.
Yeah,
years. Kevin Spacey, they did it to him.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
They kicked him straight off of, what was it?
House of Cards?
Yeah, like just like, boom, you're out. Now we're going to write you out. No, you're in. You're out.
And that last episode was garbage.
Yep.
their last season was garbage, man. He didn't have no left.
Right. Then you don't forget R. Kelly was big in the news. And you know, one other person I didn't realize was Russell Simmons. And I just heard that Russell Simmons got just like 2 days ago got served in Bali. He didn't think he could get served paperwork in Bali, and then I saw an article, that he got served paperwork in Bali.
The 90s was different. You know what I mean? Like, there was dudes pulling up. I mean, even when I was in high school, I mean, it was dudes fucking around with high school students, you know, and they was like in their 20s, 30s. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it was different back in the early 90s, late 90s and early 2000s. Like, I don't know what it was. You know, maybe, I don't know. I can't explain it. I ain't going to make no excuses for these motherfuckers.
Right? It was all consensual stuff. It wasn't like, just what was going on. It just...
That was the industry at the time.
It wasn't frowned upon. That small age gap between 24 and 17 was not a... It wasn't this huge thing. Now it's like drawn in the sand that if you cross that line, and it's like... Yeah. What happened? What was it? The Romeo and Juliet clause? Something like that, where there's a certain age gap that it's not considered bad.
I mean, here's the thing. Once you get of age, though, you have a 20-year age gap and nobody's going to say anything.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, yeah, you know, you get, you know, like these 60-year-old, like Robert De Niro's in his 70s. How old is his wife?
Nah, he's in his 80s, fucking 80s, right?
Okay, but I know she got a
good... He just had a baby.
Yeah, he just had a baby. Yeah, his wife got to at least be 35, 40 or younger to have a baby.
Maybe not. Maybe 32.
Yeah, so, anyways. That's going to be another discussion for another day. I don't want to get too deep into the Diddy, but...
no Diddy on that topic. No Diddy.
Okay. Crenley, did you have anything to say? I think we went straight to Chiron
I think we pretty much covered everything. Like you said, innocent until proven guilty. Like, we can't trash the man until we know for sure, certain that something happened. Yeah, okay. I mean, so, there's somebody out there that knows for certain, but they gotta be proven.
Okay.
I mean.
All right. Well, our next topic that we want to talk about, since they brought this one up earlier, so I'm going to let them take it over again. The Baltimore Bridge. Let's talk about that. Baltimore Bridge.
I mean, I only got basics. I seen the video. So what happened was, I guess after they left port, They ended up losing power close to the bridge. You know, the power came back up. So they were trying to make their maneuver to get under the bridge, as they always do. I'm sure every day, people go under that bridge with the containers and everything. So I guess it's a major port, and that's what they do is bring containers in, you know. And they lost power again the second time. And when they lost it a little longer the second time than the first time. And then when it came on after the second time, they were in full, like, reverse mode, because you could see the smoke coming out the stack. And then right before they hit the bridge, they lost power again, and that motherfucker just collapsed. I was like, damn. So all you seen was the one plate, the side coming from the right and the side coming from the left, but the bridge, I mean, that whole thing just collapsed.
Right.
You know what I mean? And apparently there was a... I believe at the time there was like 10 cars missing. Then there were 7 people missing. I actually seen like a dad that was in prayers to that family. There was a dad that was missing. And there's probably a few dads, because there was also men working on freaking bridge while it toppled over. Yeah, they were doing road work. So shout out to those families, prayers with those families.
So just a couple things, like, you know, as far as corroborating that was, I heard that the CHP was actually able to stop the actual traffic, but the road worker people were still on the bridge when it went down. And then I watched a TikTok where they basically said at this point in time they're suspending all search and rescue due to the debris being in the water, unsafe for divers to continue their search. So I believe there's a couple people still missing, and they're hoping that the bodies will come up as they clear the debris. I believe the federal government has also given aid, and I don't want to quote the amount of dollars to get that cleaned up and all these things. Let's see here. The TikTok that I watched where the lady had talked about that, she was like, interestingly enough, they, you know, when these billionaires went missing in this submarine, they brought the Coast Guard, they brought the Navy from 3 different countries. They spared no expense to find these people. When it comes to like Americans, like the Coast Guard was like, no, you know, she was like, where's the Navy at this point? And, you know, where's the money, you know, for finding these workers, right? So that was her thing on the TikTok thing. Again, I don't know the specifics as far as logistically trying to get down and dive and look for people or whatever. But just like what Sensei John said, prayers to those families. They're hard, you know, blue collar working individuals just trying to make a living for their family. And that's what I got on that. Chiron, you want to add anything?
Again, yeah, hearts out to all the families. It's hard to know if that's the state that we're in America right now. And you don't know what to believe from what. Who's given the right amount of money? Why aren't the right people showing up? What are the right people to show up? Are they showing up and we don't know about it? I think we're in the dark on a lot of stuff. I don't know why that happened. I know that they could have thrown the anchor on the other side and it would have swung the ship the other way. I know that from experience, and I know a lot of other naval people that have said the same thing. Like, why did they drop on that side? I mean, but we don't know, right? If we were in that situation, we don't know. There's just so many different variables. I think we just need to get that bridge back up and running. Because it's a major artery for a lot of people. Like, they're down, right? But
I need 4 seconds, Chiron.
How many people? How many?
Hang on, yeah.
You got to go back like 4 seconds because you guys froze.
Okay. I was saying all the people that were in the accident, I mean, hearts out to them, but what about all the, I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people that this is going to affect? Like, I mean, if they couldn't get to work now, are they suddenly, I can't pay rent because I missed 4 days of work? Or what about all the gas? Like, maybe there's another route to get to work, but it's twice as long. Now they're twice as long on their commute and twice as much gas. And we all know what gas is like right now. It's crap, man. I put gas in the truck today. It was just at half a tank. So half a tank to fill it up, it cost me $54. I mean, so, I mean, yeah. It's just hearts out to everybody in that area that's really affected, because I mean, really to the people that lost lives or people that are still missing, but hearts out to all the people around you that are struggling now with just trying to do what you were already struggling to just do every day.
Right. They said the bridge had 30,000 people go across it every day. So not only is it going to affect them, but it's going to affect everybody else that didn't, right? They took the alternate route. Now all those 30,000, you know, commuters, just like what you said, are going to have to take alternate routes, and it's going to affect hundreds of thousands of people. So, yeah. Currently, did you hear any news on this?
Not much. A guy I worked with was actually from Baltimore, and he was talking about it, but he kind of made me mad that day, so I had my headphones in and wasn't paying him any attention. So, I mean, but it is still a sad situation. Like, to echo off everything y'all have said, like, it's chaos. And like Chiron was saying, it's like you don't know what information you're being given. You don't know. You really don't know what's going on in that situation at all. You just know what you can see and what you can hear about it, but you don't know if you have all the information. And all we can do is hope for a quick recovery and everyone's as healthy as they can be. It's crazy.
Yep. Let me ask you, because Chiron, you're a hockey fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Where are the Blues from?
The Blues?
Yeah.
Well, nowhere important, because I don't know them. I'm a Penguins fan, so I'm...
Let me take a look at it.
The Blues?
Yeah, let me double check. I think that's what they're called.
I thought they were from Louisiana. Oh, but that was the music. Never mind.
I like that one.
Oh, that might be jazz. I don't know.
Oh, they're from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Okay, so I'm on Twitter. I'm on a friend that's she was a content creator and she stopped content creating, but I followed her on X now. And so she's a big Blues fan. So she's from St. Louis, apparently, or whatever. And so I always throw out the Shark stuff because, you know, like we're local. Our local team here is
San Jose, baby.
Anyway, she had pointed out something on X, and she was just saying that Baltimore is the 9th busiest port in the United States, and especially when it comes to importing and exporting auto cars. So she was saying, you know, with the port, because the port shut down. So she was saying, you know, expect to start seeing, you know, car prices go up again because, you know, one of the major ports that actually ships and receives cars is completely down. So, again, just another fallout.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're already going up because a guy I work with was looking at car prices and it was ridiculous.
Right. Now, I'm going to keep fixing my little bucket until the wheels fall off, and then I'm going to grab some duct tape and some super glue and put those wheels back on it. Okay.
All right.
All right. So I guess that's it for our little current our current events we kind of want to talk about. It's kind of major in the news. You those viewers or whatever, you guys got comments on any of those? Maybe you got those conspiracy theories that people have been talking about that you want to go and put those in the comments. Or if you'd like to talk, if you'd like for us to talk about a current event, kind of talked about our views or whatever we feel. One thing I do notice is I do like the fact that we're actually all from different parts of the United States. And the fact that our media gets kind of spun depending on where you're at. So I like to hear like the twists or the turns or something like that from somebody else, from another side of the country, and they have a different viewpoint. So again, if you guys are all over the place, depending on where you're at, talking about those topics or some other topics you'd like for us to check on, let us know down in the comments. We're gonna go ahead and move on to our next section. All right, so let's talk about Easter. We got Easter coming up, right, guys? All right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, through a show of hands, who celebrates Easter?
Well, let me ask you, what do you mean by celebrates Easter?
That is a very good question, Crinley. It's a very good question. So Easter is coming up.
What does Easter mean to y'all?
Exactly. So we're going to start off with Crinley.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, we're not, yeah.
Dog in the house.
We throwing you out there, Crinley. So, Crinley, first of all, what does Easter mean to you? You brought up a very good question. I would like you to elaborate on that and tell me if you guys do anything, if it's religious, non-religious, what if you guys celebrate it. Go ahead. You got the floor.
We're pretty much commercial with it. We're not really religious about it. I mean, I understand, you know, the whole concept of it, and but I mean, it's hard to explain as far as the kids go and everything, but yeah, we pretty much just do the whole Easter Bunny thing, and that's it.
Okay, do you do any like Easter egg hunts? Is there like brunches you guys go to, or you guys Easter dress up hunts, in pastel colored? Say that again, Craig.
I was gonna say, we do the Easter egg hunts. Pastels, I don't, not really, no.
I don't see you in a pastel shirt either.
My wife said she could see me in pastels because we were looking at some shorts the other day, but I was like, I don't know about that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Chiron, let's take it to you. Easter, what does it mean to you? Do you celebrate it? Do you not?
I'm kind of with Crinley. I'm not very religious, so it's not more, we use it more as like a family thing, more time to spend with the family. I mean, respect to people who do, you know, your religion and stuff. I mean, more power to you. I mean, I've never had a problem with religion. I look at religion as a good thing. Everybody needs something. And if religion is that something that holds you together, then, right? And to me, family is that thing that holds me together. So I just, that's what we've always done it. My kids are grown. I mean, I'm on the dad's podcast, but I'm a dad with older kids. All my kids have kids of their own. So I love seeing them spending the family time together. Wait. So, and that's what I do.
It's a grandpa podcast, dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a grandpa.
Okay. All right.
Little babies do that.
That's what's up.
Okay, you know what? We're going to break it up a little bit, Sensei. What you got for us? What's Easter mean to you, and you know, how do you celebrate?
You know, Easter is the time that Jesus, he rose from the grave. From those 3 days, he was buried in it. So, you know, we go to church, you know, we hear the pastor, you know, tell us, you know, some good word, whether it be about, of course, it always ends up being about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we celebrate in, you know, the kids, they do the Easter egg hunt and all that. I mean, the Easter eggs and the hunt during the week with the schools and stuff like that. But we know the reason for the season, and it's Jesus Christ. We do some dinner. You know, we got to have our Easter dinner, man. You know, it's damn near almost like Thanksgiving. It's just big because, you know, we got to. But I know some families do the mac and cheese and the turkey legs and stuff. Like, they don't cook no full turkey. They do the turkey legs and all that stuff. Do the stanky leg, the turkey leg, do the turkey leg. I don't know. That just came to mind. But anyway. Yeah, we do the big time food. It's about the food, the family, as you said, Chiron. We brings the family together, and we just love being together. We actually got invited to my wife's friend's house since, you know, my mom and dad, they live a little a little far away or whatever, and I gotta go to work the next day. So we gonna go over her house, and she invited us over with her and her son, and you know, we gonna I think my wife is downstairs making a roast in her Instapot right now. That shit gonna be good. I already know. You know, gonna have all the herbs and seasonings and shit on it. And then her friend is making all the other shit. So Easter is big because it just means it's about my faith. I don't want to say I have a religion, but I'm not religious because it's two different things for me. And we'll get into that later on. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yep.
I'm faithful to my God, you know, and I just, I'm happy that I was able to be a part of the number that Jesus died for me. For my sins and for my transgressions, knowingly and unknowingly against people, because we all was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. I ain't gonna go too far more into it, because you know I'm gonna start preaching. I'm just saying though, hallelujah. But anyway, shout out to God. Shout out to y'all for your families too. Blessings to your families in Easter. And we just gonna have a good time, you know. We're gonna keep it rolling.
Okay, good. Let's see. For me, I'm kind of like there with you guys, with Kernley and Chiron. It's more of a commercial thing. I'm more. If anybody asked me, and my wife had asked me this, she was like, "Well, you know, when people ask me if I'm religious, right? I say no, but my religion, I was baptized in the Mormon Church. I'm Mormon, so." Of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so, you know, like I said, why do you keep telling people that? Well, because it's true. Like, there is a part of me that still believes that, you know, I was that. And then as I've gotten older and gotten, you know, like, understood my relationship with the Lord and the universe and all those things, I just am not a big fan of institutionalized religion. Just the way it... the hypocrisy of it all, and that's what I'm going to say there. But for us, we just the same thing, you know, except we actually get the pastel colors. You know, I think I got a shirt that a wife picked out.
Picked her, it didn't happen.
So don't quote me on that. I got to see. But the kids definitely, they run around in their little pastel stuff. I'll definitely be posting those up for you guys.
You need a photographer.
I don't think I could afford to fly him out. But I would if I could.
Cheapskate.
But you know, actually, and the kids are, you know, other thing too is Chiron, I know, again, this is your first episode with us and we look forward to having you with us more. But the main reason or one of the things that we did this was so that we could have some kind of digital chronicle for our kids to go back and watch and hear us and hear our stories and hear our things. So, with my kids, right now, again, I love you guys. If you ever guys go back and watch this or whatever, but we've always understood of what it meant. But again, with the commercialization, and I have smaller kids right now, so they still believe in the Easter Bunny. And so my wife, you know, shout out to my wife. She's the Easter Bunny. She's a Tooth Fairy. She's the St. Patrick. I mean, she's all these little things that bring the magic to them. So shout out to her. So, you know, my wife goes out in the Easter Bunny with the Easter Bunny baskets. And, you know, we don't do the church thing. We used to do the brunch thing. We used to go to brunch. But that got kind of, after COVID, that's kind of faded away. But we're going to be going to our in-laws' house. Shout out to, you know, Mom Waters. You know, we go over there and we're going to have food. Always have good food, good hors d'oeuvres. Hang out with the family. Again, that's a big thing. You know, and as dads, like, our big thing is, like, we provide, we work our butts off. Again, if you guys weren't part of, I don't know if he had said this, but prior to our recording, you know, Chiron was saying he's been super busy, you know, 12-hour days, 11-hour days at work. But that's what we do. That's what we do. We get the job done. We provide for ourselves and our families. And it's times like this, when we have Easter or whatever holidays you guys, you know, participate in, that bring us down, bring us back to our families, and, you know, enjoy each other's company. And so, yeah, I'm not going to work tomorrow either. And I didn't even know it was Easter. All I know is that little egg decorations have been popping up around my house And then my wife was like, oh yeah, it's Easter this Sunday. I'm like, oh, luckily I have Sunday off.
It's a little, you know, it's a little earlier than usual.
Right.
Like, well, usually it's in around April time.
Right.
More often than not, but this year it happens to be, you know.
Yeah.
In March.
Real quick, though, I want to shout out Sensei John's shoe because, like, legit, for a second there, I thought he was frozen. But then I looked over and that shoe was still spinning. So I was like, nah, he's good.
His spinning dog is spinning.
So, he was just sitting there so still. And then I looked at that shoe and there it was going. I was like, all right, he's good.
Hey, comment and subscribe if you know what Jay that is, though.
Right. So, yeah, that's the big thing this weekend is Easter. Easter is coming up. So
Easter's.
Yeah, Easter's. So again, what do you guys do to celebrate Easter? You guys gonna hear what we got going on or whatever, but what are some of the things that you guys do for Easter? What do you guys do? Please go ahead and leave those in the comments. You know, we try to get back to everybody when it comes to leaving comments, even if they're good, bad, or otherwise. We will at least talk about it. So again, yeah, what do you guys do for Easter? Go ahead and leave that in the comments below. And if we don't got anything else, we can move on to our next topic. You guys good?
Yep.
All right. Yep.
Okay, so one of the main things that I think two things that bring you joy, I think we should go into a little bit. We'll go into, if you could go anywhere in the world, you could travel to anywhere in the world, where would you go and why? Who would like to go first? Chiron.
All right. Yep. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. So this is for all you Harry Potter nerds. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan.
Okay.
So Switzerland would be the ultimate place. During wintertime, and I'm not a cold, like, you can ask Grinley, man, I like the house at 80.
Ooh.
I don't like to be cold whatsoever, but I would go to Switzerland during winter just to see how absolutely beautiful that country is. I mean, there's a lot of spots that are particular to Harry Potter, but man, look at the country. The country itself is absolutely gorgeous, and I'm a photographer, so to be able to go there and capture some of those places would just be absolutely mind-boggling. And my wife is into it just as much as I'm into it. So right? I mean, and that's what I try and tell everybody when they ask me, like, why did you marry Brandy, AKA Pink Squirrel? Why did you marry her? Because that's the person I wanted to share my experiences with, right? I mean, you can go see stuff, but isn't it so much more enjoyable to go, man, do you remember that? Do you remember that moment when we were there and we saw whatever it is that you saw, you know? And it's just, yeah, Switzerland would be my place.
Okay. Switzerland.
What's up?
And we're talking about somebody coming out their comfort zone. He lives in Arizona, loves a house at 80 degrees, and then he wants to go to Switzerland during the wintertime just to encapsulate, you know, and experience the beauty of that country. That's awesome. Love that. Currently, it looks like you had your hand up second, so...
Yeah. So I was thinking about it. At first, I was like, Germany, because that was like, from what I understand, my heritage. So there was that. And then I was just like, it just seems like it'd be a great place to go. But I was thinking about it. I was like, but if I had unlimited money, where would I really like to go?
And oh, I
was
thinking
Egypt. I would love to go see the pyramids. And, I mean, go in and just see the work that they did. Yeah, it'd be great.
Okay. All right. So we got Germany for some history, but yep, the fascinating pyramids of Giza, right? That's what's called, the pyramids of Giza. Okay.
Well, there's different ones, I guess.
But okay.
But yeah, any of the pyramids, really. I just want to go, like, explore some pyramids from ancient Egypt.
Okay. All right.
Maybe see some aliens. I'm just kidding. But yeah.
Man.
Sensei.
Man, that brings up a good thing. When you said unlimited money and you used to say aliens. How about Area 51? Can I go there?
No, you can't go there. Damn.
I mean, unless you're Naruto running, you can Naruto run there all you want to.
All right. So this is on my bucket list, and this is one place I would love to visit, you know, before I die. Come on. It's the Maldives. It's in South Asia. You know, unlimited money. That's the first place I want to go because I've been wanting to go there. You know, my cousin, she went there. I'm like, ah. So it's a bunch of bungalows. It's a really small island. Just like, I'm a simple guy. I love, like, clear water. You know, I just want to go chill out on the beach. It ain't no beaches there, but it's like.
You want the water, right?
Yeah, I just want the water. I just want to just be able to sit out in my little, what is the thing it's called? When you just lay back on the
hammock?
Beach. Hammock? A hammock or not a hammock. A lounge chair. That's what it is. I didn't want to sit on my lounge chair.
You couldn't remember lounge chair? Okay, go ahead. My bad, Sensei. Are you drunk? What's going on here?
It's a lounge chair. No, I ain't drunk. But, you know, sometimes your mind just draws a blank.
Right.
The lounge chair on the island next to my bungalow. I just want to go chill out there with my wife. You feel me? See the turtles go by, see the sharks go by, whatever, the dolphins. You know what I mean? So the Maldives is where I go. And definitely, Crinley, I'm with you. I got to go see Africa. It's my heritage. It's my country. You know what I mean? It's motherfuckers that say I look like the Ethiopians or the Eritreans from over there. I done had that plenty of times. You know what I mean? They be like, oh, you know who you look? I'd be like, who? They be like, man, you look just like your ancestors. I'm like, okay. So definitely like Ethiopia, Eritrea. But first of all, unlimited money. The first place I'm going, the Maldives. We there.
Okay.
No kids allowed. Hey, I gotta go get a babysitter or somebody. Somebody.
If you mama, got unlimited money, I mean, yeah, right? Why not?
Hey, mama, I ain't spending no money on the kids. Santa. Mama, you gonna wash these kids? Shit.
Mama, you gonna do it?
I'm all right, pay that house off.
I got a funny story about the Maldives. You know, Mel, my wife, that's where she wants to go. And the reason why she wants to go was so she could have like one of those buff dudes in a canoe with the half skirt on come into the canoe and bring their breakfast to her. I'm like, I don't know about that.
That's when you surprise her, though. You go, and then you're the guy rolling up on the boat.
Yeah, come on now. You got an unlimited amount of money. You can do whatever you want. Hey, take a break, brother.
But yeah, the Maldives is a beautiful place. It's a lot of, you know, and I want to say, honestly, it's exposed to me through wallpapers on my computer. Go through the wallpapers on your computer, on your Mac or whatever. I guarantee you there'll be a hut over the water in one of them. Okay. And I think that's that subliminal thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks gorgeous. We watch YouTubers that go on there and it's like a 15-hour flight and all these. I was like, man, that flight kind of long. But yeah,
he gonna do whatever you gotta do for that wife of yours. You know what I mean? I live with him out of money, dog. Come on, man, that ain't right. Shit.
I mean, when you fly,
take it down on PM.
Right. Well, you know, it's like I said, if you take it first class, I mean, it's not really that bad, right?
Take it first class, and then die.
Okay, so we got that. You know, and the first thing that pops in my head when I want to go somewhere. And it's funny because we just had, we ate at this place called Mello's Pizza and Pasta. I don't know if you guys got that chain where you guys are. But I'll go to Italy for the food. That's the reason why I would go. I don't know too much about Italy. I don't know too much. As a matter of fact, I was teaching a class. I made a stupid comment about Italy and Rome being like two different places or something like that. And they were like, you realize that's the same place. I was like, God damn it. Or, you know, like Rome is in Italy, right?
In Italy, right.
Yeah, right. I'm like, anyways. Yeah. I'm going to go into that and embarrass myself even further. But I would go there for the food. I would go there, you know, for the pasta, the freshly made pasta. I'm sure there's things I could see while I'm there. I don't know too much about it. Isn't like the Leaning Tower of Pisa there?
Yeah, there.
That's somewhere over there. Yeah.
Yeah, you know. So I could go to Rome because Rome's in Italy, and I could go see the Colosseum and
things. See like the Vatican.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, and then you go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Right, there you go.
Then you can go see Venice.
But only if I can eat food while I'm there. I mean,
you can eat food all day.
I'm a plus size model, and here's the thing: I can't go to a place I don't eat their food. So I'm just saying, like, if I don't eat your food, like, I don't think it's good. I might not be traveling to that country.
You'll go. So, and excuse me if I take over. I'm going to fucking Italy in June.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm not gonna tell y'all when in June, but I'm going.
Fuck. You go. They'll find out after you go, because are you going to be on that?
No, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be on that on that episode. Okay. I'm sure.
So they'll know when you go.
You never know. We might do some finagling. You know what I mean?
It's going to be like,
you never know.
You better check the series to see what time it is now in Italy.
Does it matter, man? Right? I'm dedicated. I'm motivated. This is my shit right here, dog.
Okay.
So. We're going to Italy. We're going to Barcelona, Rome, Venice, Pisa, and we're also going to Florence.
Cameron froze.
There he is. Hold on, give him the horns. On, wait, welcome back.
Oh, I can hear those
it
now.
It kicked me, but wouldn't let me back in. I was like, what the hell?
It's cool.
Sorry.
What was I talking about?
you were talking about.
I'm going to Italy, so I can't wait to go to Italy and actually like enjoy. We got tours set up to see my wife and I know it's the Dad Life podcast, but she's so excited about these wine windows. You can just go pick up a glass of wine at a window.
Oh.
I'm interested to see.
Okay.
And it's a group of us going, so it's going to be really fun.
Good. Okay. You know what? I mean, okay, here, do me a favor. Bring me back $20 in whatever they use there.
I got you. It's euros.
Oh, is it euros? Okay, yep. Excellent.
So we'll see if our dollar is kind of up or down against the euro when I go over there.
What is it now?
I don't know. The euro versus the dollar.
I don't think it's in your favor.
No, it has been USD.
Let's see. Serious.
The euro is 93 cents to our dollar.
Ah.
Okay. So wait. 7 cents.
Yeah. I'm good. Hey, great thing about this trip is. This group of us going, everything is already paid for. Only thing I got to pay for is when we get over there.
Oh, you just got to bring spending money.
That's it. Okay. Everything is already paid for. Flights. We got a couple of flights in between Florence and Rome and Florence and Barcelona and shit like that. You know, that's family life. You know, you got to plan ahead. You got to pay for shit ahead. You know, work a little overtime, dad life. You know what I mean? To get them chips up. You know what I mean? But it's cool though. So you ain't got to touch the savings. You know what I mean?
Right.
You just that's the beauty of being a dad. You know, I'm a dad, and of course I go to work overtime to go on vacation. You know what I mean?
I'm going to give you this one. I'm a dad in the U.S. Of course I work overtime to buy regular groceries and pay gas and pay mortgage. Because I can't afford it on my straight pay in America. Hey,
that too.
Sure. Okay. So that basically concludes what we're talking about. So we talked about Easter. And guys, we talked about Easter. We talked about going someplace. We're traveling. Where would you go? You know, I love everybody's...
Talked about the diddler.
We talked about No Diddy.
No Diddy. God. The Diddler.
No Diddy.
We got to crack our jokes, man. It's just, it's American way.
Right. You know what? If you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So I'd rather laugh about that. Yeah, so if you guys, you know, again, if you guys had unlimited money, where would you go? Why would you go? And I do love the fact that, you know, we have different motivations. I mean, honestly, I personally would travel the United States. I'd hit all 50 states before I went international. Money was no object. Probably pack up the kids in a travel trailer and hit every state.
Hey, yeah. Kids, we're going to Utah.
What for, Daddy?
I don't know. We're just going.
We're going to go see.
We'll figure it out when we get there.
We're going to go see the Mormon temple in Utah. That's what we're going to go see.
There you go. Hey, there was a reason.
There's something. If anything, the beautiful landscapes that are America. You know, when it comes to traveling, a lot of people that live overseas or whatever, they get their passport right away. But Americans don't do that. And I was watching this guy on TikTok that he is from Europe and he came to America and he's kind of like debunking a lot of these myths. And he said, you know what? Honestly, Americans don't need passports because you could go to how big America is. You could go to different states and they're literally like different countries. So you could experience different things and they don't have to leave their country in order to get that. So I thought that was a pretty interesting take on somebody that was from overseas and came over here and kind of start living the lifestyle and was, you know, amazed by that. So
that's cool.
Okay, so if we don't got anything to add, we're ready to close up shop. We got any last minute final shout outs before we end our episode for today? Crenly, I'm always gonna push Crenly first.
Come on, Cren dog.
Yeah, I got nothing. I've been doing a little bit of photography myself. Nothing fancy, man. Not like old Chiron over here. Nothing like that. I mean, trust. Yeah, he knows. He's been there. He knows. Yeah. So, but it's on my blog page, Crenly's Roost.
There you go.
WordPress.com. So there's that. Other than that, you can find me. Well, you know, it's all down there. We ain't doing all that today. Chiron, what you got?
I am doing a new YouTube channel. I'm going to do the... Basically, my life going from being an engineer, because that's what I do in real life. I'm an engineer. I'm going to do a podcast basically showing you the life of trying to become a professional photographer at the age of 44. I'm throwing my age out there. Going from an engineer to a photographer. So I'm going to do a whole bunch of episodes and you guys can see where I'm at, where I'm coming from, and the climb, the hill that I'm battling every day to try and switch this completely different lifestyle of working for the man to working for myself. And that's what I want. I want the independence. I want the ability to say, hey, Sean, I'm headed your way, so let's have lunch, you know what I mean? And still have enough money to support myself. It just seems like all I'm doing is working for the man and then coming home and sleeping and then getting up and working for the man and coming home and sleeping. And it's like, I'm over that already. I'd like to do something where I can enjoy my family time more. So
I love that.
Look out for that. That's coming out. It'll be on YouTube. So,
and as soon as it hits YouTube, guys, it's going to be on ShadowPackWest.com. We're going to push it on everything that we have because that's what we're here for. You know, I love that, Chiron. I love that you're taking that step. I love the steps that you're taking already. You know, really, really, again, my opinion of you, I'm pretty sure it doesn't matter, but I'm very proud of the years that we've worked together doing the content creation and all the ups and downs that we both have had in it. And you're still striving, you know what I'm saying? You're still making your moves. You're doing what you know, you're chasing that dream and you're putting it out here live on, you know, Dad's Life Podcast that you are going to stop working for the man. I would love to do that. So, you know, anything we can do, anything we can do to help promote, to, you know, again, we make a bunch of mistakes. So, if you know, we could, and we figured out a bunch of different problems. And I'm sure, you know, you as an engineer and your engineer spirit kind of pushes you through those things. You know, we're here for you. And I'm so happy to hear that. So congratulations on that, journey. And we can't wait to see it. Yeah. Sensei, what you got?
You know, shout out to all y'all out there listening. Shout out to, you know, my family. Happy Easter to all y'all listening. I'm just, you know, love being here. I love creating content. I love, you know, I look forward to this every freaking week, man. And it never fails because I get to like Friday and be like, do I feel like doing this? Hell fucking yeah, I feel like doing this. You know what I mean? I got to do my thing. You know what I mean? I just love doing this stuff. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to Chiron for being here. Thank you. Thank you, brother, for being here. I appreciate you. Krenly, Krendal, you know, you're my dog. And Flack 2.0. Let's go.
Okay. You know, for me, it's, you know, it's the same old business. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. I think Chiron, you had punched on it about, you know, going places and experiencing it with people, because it's better to do it together than to do it by yourself. And I want to say, like, this thing, kind of like bumping off of what Sensei said, I love doing this every week. And I get stressed over it during the week, and I talk to my wife about it, and, you know, I probably stress more about this than I do at work. And I have a pretty stressful job.
Yeah.
but I love doing this. I love hanging out with you guys. I love the opportunity to get the different perspectives and just have discussions and, you know, put out some of this information that we have, and maybe our kids listen to it one day. Maybe they don't. Maybe somebody else's kid or another father could go back and listen to our episodes about some of the things that we've shared. It could help somebody somehow, some way. But I do enjoy being here. You know, this is a Dad's Life podcast. I started this in 2019 and doing it by myself, 39 episodes, and I gave up because it sucks being by yourself when you're doing something like that.
And what's best thing to do than to celebrate on Easter the resurrection of the Dad's Life podcast, baby? Come on, man. Right.
And I want to say, like, you know, love being able to have these relationships with you guys, and showing the fact that online could just be as real as anybody sitting across the room from you, potentially even more realer, the connections that we make, and the fact that we can get different perspectives and have adult conversations about things that may potentially be taboo or things that we don't fully understand, and having an open mind and have an opportunity to do that with a group of men such as yourself, about things about that life. So I want to say thank you, and I'm very grateful for you guys. But with that basically wraps up our episode. If you guys
I want to add to that, you know, shout out to New York God, because he's normally here with us, so he's been doing it with us this whole time too. So
right,
thank you, Mr.
Shout out to New York God as well.
Yes, dude, sir.
Couldn't shout be here out to West, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Full effect.
So, again, if you guys got any questions, comments, or emotional outbursts for any of us, you can head over to ShadowPackWest.com. You go to our The Pack page. You'll see a little bio about each and every one of us. There's little icons under there. You go ahead and click on those to get our different information. Again, another special shout-out to Chiron and his photography business, just getting this off the ground. Check it out, HaneyFamilyPhotography.com. Of course, you know, we'll have all the contact information in the description below. Again, and then of course, patrons, if you're interested in our patronage, we do our show before the show episode, prior to every show. If you're interested in getting a little extra content out of the Dad's Life podcast, head over to ShadowPackWest.com. You'll see a link right there on the page to go to our Patreon page. You can start your subscription as little as $1 a month. Every little penny helps go right back into the podcast. It kind of, you know, we're always appreciative for the support there, and any support anybody wants to give us. So like, subscribe, share, and comment. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Dad's Life podcast, and we hope that you listen to next week's episode to get your
dad life. There we go.
Let's go.
Peace out.
We got the second half.
Later, everybody.
Hey.
All right. There we go.
Awesome, guys.
That is it.